7.
Very much pressured.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
Good morning. This is Mike Levin. This is your podcast from the swamp, and we are here in beautiful Winter Park, Florida, on Monday, November 1st. It's about 6:45 a.m. The sun is just coming up. We don't have much debris left from the hurricanes that have hit, but there's still a bit in the streets. It's the day before Election Day, and I'm just back from beautiful Switzerland. My wife ran the Dublin Marathon last week on Monday. That was a lifelong dream of hers. And I decided to meet her in Zurich on Wednesday and just take a short trip for the weekend from Florida to Switzerland and enjoy a change of pace and climate and et cetera for a couple of days. And it turned out wonderful. Most people would say that that's not enough time. But my experience has been that it's very, very enjoyable to go to a foreign country. And, hey, you know, if you spend a day traveling and only get a half a day or a day visiting and then wind up spending a day traveling to go back, at least you've got that half a day or a day over there. That's my attitude. Basically, I spent Wednesday traveling, got there Thursday. So we had all day Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then travel back on Sunday. And it was just beautiful. One thing that I learned for sure is that the environment in Europe is quite a bit different, as many of us know, when it comes to surfing the web. The internet cafes, of course, charge you per unit time, as they do everywhere. In Switzerland, they charge you 3 francs for 15 minutes, and the internet cafes are very busy. 3 francs is, I don't know, about $2 or so. So it's not cheap. It's, you know, that would come to about $8 an hour. Also, you wind up in a situation where it's difficult, if not impossible, to download MP3s like podcasts. So bearing that in mind, I think even though we have unlimited bandwidth in many cases and server space, I think that we should still consider The big picture is keep file size small, keep these audio files small, learn how to compress the audio files so that what we wind up with is an efficient file size, and consider the fact that not everyone has a broadband connection. Case in point, if you look at Bruce Eccles' design patterns talk that I referenced a couple of days ago, Bruce used SoundForge to compress that audio file, and what we got was about... So Bruce managed to squeeze 10 minutes or so of conversation into about a 1 meg file, and once I devote the time to SoundForge, and there's another tool that someone mentioned, Audacity, I think, that it would, you know, make a lot of sense to learn how to do some efficient sound editing. So, having said that, and getting started with today's podcast from the swamp, what we've got to look forward to, next week, on the second Wednesday of the month, Wednesday, November 10th, Dave Jones will discuss the JDK 5, Java 5 features. I'm still not sure what to call JDK 1.5, but Dan will discuss the new Java features in this latest release, and these Gator Jug meetings are very, very enjoyable. I'm not sure where all of you are located, but even if you're located as far away as Miami, Tampa, Orlando, it's really worth the drive in, and I suggest that you consider it sometime. We'll be having this meeting at Santa Fe Community College in one of their beautiful meeting rooms on their sprawling campus. You'll be amazed at how big this campus is if you haven't seen it before, in the rolling hills of Gainesville, Florida. It'll be a lot of fun. We also have a new sponsor. So if you take a look at the Gator Jug sponsors list, you'll see who our new sponsor is once that gets posted. But we do appreciate folks sponsoring the Gator Jug meetings. That involves buying some pizza for our guests, some drinks, and what you get in return is a good bit of positive vibes and some nice PR also. So anyway, that should be a good meeting. I hope many of you show up and send GatorJug@CambridgeWeb.ie an RSVP and let us know what kind of pizza you like. Today's Monday. It's the day before Election Day. Hopefully I'll get my laptop back. I believe some of you have noticed on the weblog that my laptop broke and I was considering getting an Apple Mac PowerBook or iBook. Took a look at some in Zurich at their Apple shop. Boy, I'll tell you what, I've never run into the kind of passion that you encounter with Apples outside of, I guess, the Linux world, but these Apples are just wonderful, at least as far as fit and finish is concerned. And I guess I can throw in a couple of other F's, form and function. So I think it's just a matter of time before I get my feet wet there. But in the meantime, hopefully I'll get my laptop back today, and we'll be online with that. I had to configure my desktop computer to produce this podcast, which was really a simple effort, basically downloading CDEX from SourceForge, installing it. I'm using an even cheaper microphone, and I hope that it's not too obvious, to record this podcast. And this brings to mind a conversation that I had with Bruce Eckel about producing podcasts, and Bruce mentioned to me that it made a lot of sense to automate the process, since it's an error-prone process and it's a repetitive process. And when you have those two factors to deal with, that points to automation, that points to writing a program. And what Bruce suggested was writing a command line program that takes the XML file as an input and some parameters, and then spits out a nice podcast RSS.xml file as an output. Now, that would be the simplest thing possible. I'm considering fleshing that out a bit and giving it either a web interface or a GUI. But I think that it makes sense to automate the process, because I screw it up so much when I make these podcasts. Anyway, in the meantime, I've got a new book here. It's called Imperfect C++ by Matthew Wilson. And it's all about C++ and some of the hazards of C++. And it looks like a very interesting book. In it, it points to some of C++'s hazards, and it looks like a very entertaining book. So I'll spend a little time with it, and then I'll talk about it the next time we get together here. BloggerCon, www.bloggercon.org, is coming up this Saturday in Palo Alto at Stanford, hosted by Dave Weiner and friends, and I'll be there. That looks to be a very, very fun, enjoyable experience. Adam Curry will be giving a talk. So will Doc Searles, I believe, and several other folks whose names you'll recognize if you've been involved in blogging or podcasting. And I think that's going to be a lot of fun. So, looking forward to that. On the plane back from Zurich, I watched CNN International on Swiss Air, which was such a wonderful airline to fly. And the reporters on CNN International mentioned bloggers several times. And what I'm finding is I hear about bloggers more and more as the media becomes aware of the impact that the type of journalism, the type of reporting that bloggers create has on the community. Very, very interesting. So I'm enjoying being involved in blogging and in podcasting, and I think it's got a long way to go, and there's no stopping in sight. John Dvorak wrote an article in PC Magazine that really blasted podcasting, and I wrote a response in there that really didn't pull any punches. I'm not usually that candid, outspoken. I guess I'm kind of dancing around the subject here. But anyhow, people have different opinions about podcasting, which include the opinion that podcasting is a very, very immature medium, which it is. It's only a few weeks or months old at this point, and a very flawed medium, which it is. When you think about it, unless you just enjoy listening to someone ramble, the fact that the podcast lacks bookmarks, I find to be very, very difficult to cope with, because you might be given a pod roll, which I mentioned in an earlier blog, which is like an outline or a table of contents, but unless you annotate that with some sort of bookmark that lets you know where in the podcast you can find these various subjects, it becomes a little bit frustrating, because you have to listen to the whole thing if you want to reach a point that you're only interested in. Bruce suggested dividing the podcast up into chapters. That would really be the simplest thing. But I think as these players, audio players, get a little bit more mature, we'll have the easier option of fast-forwarding to a point in time, and I know you can do that on some now, but you'll see. That's something to look forward to. Speaking of Bruce Eckel, Bruce has a new weblog, which has not been publicized very much. I know many of us enjoy reading his Zope weblog, his Zope-hosted weblog called Thinking About Computing. There's a new weblog that he's been maintaining or writing called On the Thought, and I won't give you the URL because I think it's interesting now that you can just type in on the Thought or a Google search and you can find most anything without even remembering the URL. So type in On the Thought and you'll find his blogger weblog, and you might learn a few things about what he likes so much about a very simple interface that blogger gives you for free, and some different thoughts than you're used to reading on his normal completely Java-centered weblog. So that might be enjoyable. So Switzerland was so wonderful. I flew into Zurich on Wednesday. Arrived there early Thursday morning, hopped on the train from the airport, and went into Zurich city center. And in the process, I picked up an Economist magazine, this week's Economist magazine, and read an article called Complexity, Keep It Simple, The Ancient Rule Applies More Than Ever. And the article on page 19 opens up by saying, "Life is really simple," said Confucius, "but we insist on making it complicated." It mentions British water taps, and it says that there are two instead of one. It talks about French food losing out to the simplicity of Italian food and Japanese food. It talks about tax codes and how complicated and boring they are, and it says that you practically need a spreadsheet to understand whether or not you're getting a good cell phone rate from your provider. It also talks about convoluted language and how it very often makes a lot more sense to just speak in simple, down-to-earth language to get your point across. It winds up with a quote from Einstein, and it says, "Everything should be as simple as possible, but not simpler." So meanwhile, the phone you heard ringing a minute ago was my wife calling me and telling me that I should get on my bike, ride down to the lake, and watch the sunrise because it's so beautiful outside, and that's what I think I'll do. But in the meantime, I want to say that in the future, these podcasts will be mastered better and annotated better, perhaps with bookmarks and compressed better. I'll also take a look at the RSS, which permits multiple enclosures. That's the last topic I wanted to talk about here, that I had a conversation with Dave Weiner via email and mentioned to him that I had a bit of trouble using enclosures, multiple enclosures, with RSS for podcasts. And he said, well, the only way that you can use multiple enclosures is to have multiple items or write an extension to RSS which permits the multiple enclosures. But even if you do, you won't run into any aggregators that support multiple enclosures yet. I say that because the interview that I did with Bruce Eckel, we divided into four parts simply because it was long, and it's a lot more efficient to download four small pieces than one great big one. So in the future, we'll be looking into how to accommodate multiple enclosures in an RSS XML file. That's about it. So goodbye from beautiful Winter Park, Florida, and thanks for listening to the podcast from the swamp.